Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Sauber, we need to talk.
Oh, I know. I've kind of been expecting you guys. I'm really sorry about what happened last night. You know, with football season being over, the guys have a lot of pent-up energy and no place to put it.
That doesn't give them the right to hang my husband out a three-story window by his feet.
Can't argue with that.
I wouldn't mind so much, except it's really interfering with my studies.
Well, if you want me to talk to him, I will.
We think instead of talking, it's time we take some action. We want you to pump Stuart up.
Sure. Stuart, you're a very talented young man with a bright future ahead of you.
Robert, I meant pump him up physically.
Oh, you mean like bodybuilding?
Yeah. See, we thought that if Stuart were in better shape, the guys would be less likely to pick on him.
Or at the very least, I'd be able to hang on longer until help arrived.
So what do you think? Can you put him on a weight training program?
Sure. We can start right now.
Great.
Okay. The key to bodybuilding is to tailor the program to the individual. Let's begin with a weigh-in. Let's begin with a sandwich.
Boy, my favorite meal. Meat and potatoes and no vegetables.
Well, I also made a little zucchini for myself, but you don't have to see it. What was that?
I don't know. It's probably a damn raccoon.
Hayden, be careful. What if it's a prowler?
Christine, I've lived in the woods half my life. I'm not afraid of some prowler.
Anybody out there?
I didn't see anybody.
What the hell are you doing here, losers?
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I got a big problem. Am I interrupting anything?
Yeah, you know, Saturday night.
What's the problem, Luther?
Peter Plunkett just called me. He's flying into Minnesota and he wants to see me. I don't know what to do. I can't see him.
Luther, did you notice that we're just sitting down to dinner here?
Yeah, thanks anyway. I couldn't eat in bed. I'm a little nervous.
Who's Peter Plunkett?
An old friend of Luther's. Don't get him started on him.
Not just an old friend. Just about the best friend I ever had in the whole world.
I see. Now you got him started.
When I was growing up, we were like brothers.
Then why don't you want to see him?
Because I hate him.
Luther, if you don't want to see him, don't see him.
I have to. I already told him I would.
And then see him. What's the big deal?
The big deal is you know he's going to have Lorraine with him.
Who's Lorraine?
It's Peter's wife. Believe me, you don't want to go down this road.
Why don't you want to see her?
Because I love her.
Well, down the road we go. Call me when the meat gets really cold.
She was my girlfriend in high school. Not just a girlfriend, she was a goddess. The goddess of Danville, Illinois. And I asked her to marry me.
And that would have made Luth the god of Danville, except he got drafted and had to go to Japan in the army.
I wasn't drafted in the Japanese army. I was drafted in the American army instead of Japan.
But at any rate, the American GI, Luther, returned to Danville and found out that Peter, his best friend, had married Lorraine, his best girl.
Oh, Luther, you must have been devastated.
Devastated? I was prostrate. That was 37 years ago. And I vowed that I'd never speak to either one of them again for as long as I lived. Hey, you've heard this story before.
Luther, if Peter and Lorraine want to see you after 37 years, maybe they want to make up.
Oh, sure, that'd be just great. They're going to walk in here together and see I never got married. I'm going to look like a real loser.
Would it make it easier for you if Hayden and I were with you?
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. What are we doing there?
Well, we'd be giving Luther moral support.
Yeah, well, what the hell is this?
I don't see what it would hurt to have a small dinner party at my apartment.
Well, wait, hold it. Now it's a dinner party?
Hey, we'd be okay if Marion comes.
Well, now he's asking Marion. I mean, why stop at Marion? Why don't you ask everybody who lives in your apartment building? Everybody can bring a side dish and we'll roast a pig.
Luther, I think asking Marion would be fine.
Well, we have been seeing each other kind of off and on.
Oh, you have not? I dated once and that was a year ago.
Well, I wanted to give her some space. Well, we have been seeing each other on a somewhat steady basis. And, you know, we get along well together and she's easy to talk to. Would you ask her for me?
Yes, Luther, I will ask her.
Okay, then it's all set. You'll ask Marion, and we'll all get together tomorrow night. You know, when I came over here, I didn't know how things were going to turn out, but I knew you two would help me figure out something. I mean, it's really great knowing I have friends like you I can count on, and I appreciate it.
I'll reheat your dinner.
Yeah, while you're at it, why don't you throw some zucchini on the plate? We can't shut to hell anyway.
Oh, Peyton, it's 7 o'clock. You better put your jacket on.
Why? Is that a law? 7 o'clock, everybody's got to have their jackets on? Hey, everybody, it's 7 o'clock. Better get those jackets on. You heard Christine.
I meant it's 7 o'clock. They'll be here any minute. You're really not going to make tonight any easier, are you?
Well, I just don't know why we have to keep meddling in other people's lives. I mean, especially Luther's life, which is like a swamp. Once you get in there, you can never find your way back out again.
Trying to be helpful.
Oh, baloney, Christine. I know you, and I know that you got some drippy romantic notion that Luther's best friend's going to walk through that door tonight. He and Luther are going to take one look at each other. Both of them are going to start crying. Then you all are going to start crying. And the whole evening's going to turn into one big, mushy, romantic mess. What's really going to happen is Luther's friend's going to walk through that door. They're going to realize that they have nothing in common. They're going to sit around for 5 hours being bored with nothing to do but, I don't know, pick at a stinking plate of poached salmon or something. You crying? Oh, look, I know your heart's in the right place, honey. I'm sorry. It's just that I'm not good at this kind of stuff. That's all. I mean, oh, okay. I'll go through with it, okay? I'll be charming and polite to everybody. Huh? Am I forgiven? Okay? Did I do something else wrong? You made poached salmon, didn't you? Right.
Are my eyes puffy?
They're not too bad.
Hey, I can see.
Hi, Luther. Come on in.
Your eyes all red. You got a cold?
No, I think I'm allergic to something in this room.
Hey, Luther.
Peter and Lorraine here yet?
Do you see him?
No. Marion here?
Where would I have these people, Luther? In a closet?
I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. Here, Christine, this is for you.
Oh. Look. A jar of pickled eggs.
Yeah. I made them myself. A couple of those at night with a stein of beer is really great when you're watching Jeopardy.
Well, I'll have to try one of these when I come home from work tomorrow night. If you'll excuse me, I'll just go put these someplace.
Hayden, I don't know about this night.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you're having second thoughts about it now that we went and set this whole stupid thing up.
I just don't know whether I can forgive Peter and Lorraine for what they did.
Come on, it was 37 years ago.
Yeah, no. Last time I saw Lorraine, she was 21. Wonder how old she is now.
Oh,
Oh, God, there they are.
Oh, Luther, relax.
How do I look? Oh. I don't want Lorraine to think I've gotten old. You can't tell I got bad knees, can you?
Oh, you look just fine.
Hey, Christine, open up the damn door, would you?
I'm sorry. I just got this thing for the trip, and I wanted to see if it would work. I'm Peter Plunkett.
Oh, hi, I'm Christine Armstrong.
Very nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
And here's a very nice picture of you opening your door.
Oh, thank you. Please, come on in.
Thank you.
Here's Hayden Fox.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Read a lot about you in the sports magazine.
Not all bad, I hope.
Oh, not all of it.
And here, of course, is Luther.
My God, Luther. 37 years. Seems like only yesterday we were cruising around Danville, Illinois, in my dad's Nash.
You're gray!
Luther, it has been 37 years.
You haven't changed a bit.
Boy, you have.
Well, shall we all sit down?
Shall I get the jar of eggs?
Just sit.
Will anybody mind if I smoke?
You smoke?
Well, only when I'm nervous, and I have to admit I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, I'll get you an ashtray.
Thank you.
So, how come Lorraine's not with you?
Oh, my gosh, that's right. You don't know, do you?
Know what?
Well, Lorraine passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, no, Peter, we're so sorry.
She's dead?
That's partly why I'm here, actually. I'm just now starting to recover.
Lorraine's dead?
I'm on my way to Europe to try to find myself again and take some pictures. But I wanted to find my best friend first.
Jeez, I can't believe Lorraine's dead.
Oh, for God's sakes, Luther, show a little sensitivity. The man's wife has passed away. Quit beating a dead horse.
It must be Marion.
She's the girl that lives across the hall. Christine got me a date with her because we thought Lorraine was still alive.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in, Marion.
Hello, Hayden.
Hey, yeah, what do you say there, Marion? How you doing, huh?
There you are, Luther. Long time no see.
Oh, sorry, Marion. I feel like we dragged you all the way over here for nothing now.
What? Oh, never mind. Marion, I'd like you to meet Luther's friend, Peter Plunkett. Peter, this is my very dear friend, Marion Williamson.
Hello, Peter. Nice to meet you.
Willie, howdy do to you, too. This your date? You always did pick the prettiest girls.
Oh, well, thank you.
If I'd have known you were in Minneapolis, I'd have been here a lot sooner.
Oh, oh God.
Marion is one of my favorite names. I have an aunt named Marion.
Oh, you do not.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Uncle Mike's wife.
Oh, yeah, Marion.
Yeah. Shall we all sit down? I'll get everybody drinks.
Yeah, I'll just have a glass of the stuff the eggs are in.
Peter, is your wife with you?
She's dead.
I'm so sorry. When did it happen?
About 3 years ago.
I lost my husband about 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, you try to get on with your life, and it's hard.
You feel so lost, like suddenly you're a child again.
What a perfect way to put that.
Well, he's doing it again.
What?
He's stealing my girl. What are you talking about? Look at him. He's flirting with her, trying to sweep her off her feet.
He's talking about his dead wife.
Yeah, and it's working, isn't it? Tell him he's trying to steal my girl.
Oh, Luther, you got nothing to worry about. The man said he's going to Europe tomorrow. There's no way he's going to steal your girl tonight.
Oh,
shucks.
just your average living room Fred Astaire.
Okay, it's my turn.
What?
Hey, Luth, this isn't a dance contest.
How come he gets to dance with Marion and I don't? Come on, Marion. He's not the only one in the room who can dance. Oh. Oh. Legitimate. Legitimate. Oh.
Shit on the coffee table.
Hey, let me look at that shit.
Oh, leave my shit alone.
Oh, don't be a baby. Let me look at that.
Oh, you did that.
No, I
did that on purpose.
No,
you
did that.
Oh, my God.
Knock it out. Come on, break it out. Let go of him. Let go of him.
You let go of him.
You let go of him first.
You let him
let go of him. Come on, you guys, break it. What the hell is up? What the hell is the matter with you two?
There's nothing the matter with me. You attacked me.
You know what you did.
What did I do?
You know what you did, and you know I know you were doing it.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore. I'm going to fight back.
Where are you going?
This band leaves me no choice. I'm going to get my banjo.
What?
Oh, like I'm supposed to know what the hell he's talking about? No one wants to hear you play the banjo.
You know, I've heard that all my life, and I don't believe it. Everybody loves the banjo. Now sit down, shut up. I'm gonna play for Mary.
Luther, that really isn't necessary.
Oh, yeah, it is, Mary. And if I don't tune it, it don't sound good. Yeah, this feel. Well, five and two, eyes are blue. Oh, what those five can do. Can anybody? Yeah, my. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm on the hunt. I'm on the whole day long. I'll do the cooking. Yeah! River in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of time to the tree. Everybody!
No! No more! No more! No more! No more! No more! No more! That's it.
What do you mean no more?
You've been playing for an hour.
I only played two songs.
Yeah, but you've been playing them for an hour. That's it. The evening's over. No, I mean it, Christine. No more damn banjo.
Actually, it is getting rather late. Not that I haven't enjoyed it, but I probably should be going.
I probably should be going, too. I mean, I've got an early flight, and I've got some things soaking in the sink.
That's it? Everybody's leaving?
Yeah, funny how a banjo does that to a room.
Christine, thank you for having me.
Sure, Marion.
Luther, I enjoyed seeing you again. It's been too long.
Really? What do you mean by that? Can I call you?
Oh, well, sure. Why don't you do that? Oh, Peter, it was very nice meeting you.
It was very nice meeting you, too. Good luck on the rest of your life.
Thank you. Night, Hayden.
What? Oh, yeah, night, Dad.
I'm really sorry about all this.
Well, I'm sure it'll work out fine.
Well, I'm right across the hall, just in case you need me.
Okay.
Night, sweetie.
Thanks.
I don't know about everybody else, but I had a terrible time tonight.
Oh, I can only speak for myself, but it was...
Luther, before I go, I'd just like to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry for what? Trying to steal my girl?
I didn't try to steal your girl.
Oh, you trying to tell me you weren't flirting with her?
Okay, I was flirting, but I didn't mean anything by that. I would never try to steal your girl. Okay, I did once, but I'd never do that again. The person I really came here tonight to see was you. I mean, I flew all the way to Minnesota just to talk to you. And now the evening's almost gone, and I never got to say what I wanted to say.
Yeah. What did you want to say?
Hayden, would you give me some help in the kitchen?
Christine, if you want me out of the room, just say so.
I actually want some help in the kitchen.
Oh.
What I wanted to say is that I believe in new beginnings. After Lorraine died, I had to. Now, I know we got off on the wrong foot tonight, and then there was that fist fight. But if it's possible, after 37 years, Luther, I'd like to have my best friend back. What do you say? Come on, buzzhead.
You know me, I never could stay mad. You know, I always hated it when you did that.
That's why I did it. Hey, don't put that back in my back. Hey, why don't I walk down to the car with you? That way we'd have a few more minutes together.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of trouble starting my car. We might end up having breakfast together.
Okay, let's go, then.
Oh, you beat me.
Christine, Hayden. I'd like to thank both of you for tonight. You helped two old friends get back together.
You two guys okay?
Yeah, we're great, Hayden.
Hey, I love this guy. Thanks for everything.
Hey, don't mention it. I say if we can help two guys out and it only spoils one night for me, I say go for it.
Well, he just can't stop giving. Good morning to you, too.
Well, that wasn't a good morning kiss. That's for last night.
Oh.
You know, I got to thinking about it. What you did last night for those two guys was really great. Mm. I said, I never kind of think those kind of things are going to work out. I mean, maybe my whole philosophy of life is wrong. You know, maybe human nature isn't the dung heap that I think it is.
Well, I'd like to think that. You got time to stay for breakfast before you head back?
Sure. Luther can hold down the fort till I get there.
Okay, I'll get the coffee started.
I get the paper. Yeah, this just in. Peter Plunkett sleeps with Marion. Luther Van Damme jumps off bridge.
What?
Yeah. Peter, Marion's apartment. No pants.